Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 34, Anime Episode 26. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 26?
Well, Episode 26 was titled Zeff and Sanji's Dream, The Sea of Dreams, All Blue. And so we pick up where we left off last. Chef Zeff is on the floor in the doorway of the Baratie, and Gin has a gun to his head and is threatening. And he says that Sanji must leave the Baratie. Sanji must go over. Or he will shoot Zeff. And everybody is horrified by this. And Sanji is saying, why don't you just point that gun at me? And everybody's like, oh no, why is he saying that? Meanwhile, my least favorite character, Pearl, is not dead. Was not killed in the last episode. Just knocked out. He stands back up, and he says that Sanji has very lovely speeches, but now it's time for his ultimate killing technique. Pearl present. And he slams Sanji with his shields, between his shields, so hard, and Sanji doesn't even try to dodge it, and he just falls to the ground, and everyone is horrified because he says that he could have dodged, but then Gin had threatened, you know, that he not do anything or he will shoot Zeff. So Sanji chose to take the hit for the old geezer. Sanji is all bloodied and everything, but he says that he's already taken too much from that old man. And so then we get into the beef of the episode, the meat of the episode, which is this extended flashback that tells us the story of Sanji as a boy and how he came to know Zeff and who Zeff was and who Zeff became. And so Sanji is on a ship. He's like a kind of a cook's assistant. He's a little kid with blonde hair, and the other cooks are, you know, telling stories. He insists that he's heard of the sea that they're talking about, the All Blue, which is where the fish from all the different seas actually mingle, and so you find these incredible varieties of fish in the All Blue, and it's like, for a cook, it's the ultimate. And so that's really young Sanji's dream, is that he will find the All Blue, and then he will be this incredible cook and make these incredible fish dishes. And then the place gets attacked by none other than pirates led by Zeff, the red-legged pirate, Red Leg Zeff. And the chaos that ensues, there's a big storm that comes up, and Sanji, little Sanji, is tossed overboard. Zeff, the pirate, sees young Sanji being thrown overboard into the sea, and heroically leaps in after him, and is the boy is sinking fast, the ship is breaking up into all these chunks, and Zeff, he's like swimming downward trying to reach Sanji, but he gets actually, his leg gets caught up, twisted up in the anchor cable, and it actually snaps it, pulls it right off. And then we cut to the aftermath of the shipwreck, and we see that Sanji and Zeff have somehow found their way onto this tiny rocky island that just looks like a big kind of cake rising out of the ocean. But it's completely devoid of life. no trees, nothing. It's just rock. And so, you know, Sanji is, you know, super angry and worried, doesn't know how they're going to survive. And Zeff just says, here, take this, you know, this bag of food. That's your share. You know, and go to the other side of the island and watch for ships. I'm going to sit on this side and watch for ships on this side. And if you see a ship, then call me. So Sanji's super angry. He goes over to the other side of the island. He's sitting there. He's like, all right. And he portioned out, he rations out all the food. And he's like, I can totally do this, you know. And he's checking off the days on the rock, you know, with another rock. He's like, you know, creating little slash marks. And he's like, no problem, I can do this. This will only be a few days. Well, then it turns out it extends into all these different hash marks, many, many, many days. And we see finally that Sanji has eaten everything. He looks totally malnutritioned. All he has left is a hunk of moldy bread. And even that, he accidentally drops and it falls into the ocean. And so, you know, Sanji is starving to death. And now he feels like a ship is not coming. And he's like, oh, that old geezer, he's got food. So he's got a chef's knife. So he's going to go over there and he's going to make Zeff give him more of that food, or kill him to get it, whatever he has to do. And he gets over there and Zeff's back is turned to him. But Zeff's just been sitting there the whole time with his giant bag full of, you know, what appears to be his food. And Sanji attacks the bag and rips open, and there's no food in there at all. It's all just treasure. And Sanji realizes that Zeff gave him all the food that he had, and that Zeff has been starving. And not only that, but he now sees Zeff is missing his right leg. So they're basically going to starve to death, and it's looking really bad. But then, fortunately, off in the distance, a ship does arrive. But before that happens, we have this moment where Sanji is just beside himself and is asking, well, why did you do this? Why are you trying to keep me alive? You could have, you know, lived too. And Zeff says, well, you have this dream, and I wanted to find the All Blue, you know. It says, I have this dream that if I ever get off this rock, I'm going to have this restaurant. I'm going to have a floating restaurant, and I'll serve everybody. The worst of the worst can come to this restaurant, and I will feed them. That's my dream, if I ever get off this rock. And he's decided, well, I'm not going to get off this rock. But you have a chance to go and live dreams that I can't. And so Sanji is incredibly moved by that. And unfortunately, a ship does show up to rescue them. And we then come back to the present day. And now we understand the connection between Sanji and Zeff. And we can get a sense of, you know, why Sanji seems to know a lot of really cool leg fighting moves. And also why they seem to share a philosophy about cooking and feeding even the most evil pirate. So we're back, you know, but the situation is still grim, you know, and Zeff is still on the ground. Gin still has the gun to his head. And Pearl now says that this restaurant is going to be out of business. And at this point, Luffy, who has been watching through this whole thing and is getting progressively more angry and angry, and finally he's like, that's it, he's done. And so he flings his foot up about 100 feet into the air. Gomu Gomu no! Axe! And to be continued.
Who is Sanji as a child?
This is young Sanji, and he looks to be about 9-ish years old, 10 years old maybe. He has his blonde hair, and he's very dirty in this scene that we see him, because he's been through a shipwreck, and he wears the tunic of a chef's assistant, and as I say, he has a lot of scuff marks on his face.
Who is Red Leg Zeph?
This is Zeph, the red-legged pirate. Here we see him in, as a pirate after the shipwreck. He has some pretty crazy blonde hair. His custom mustache. And he's wearing a long white cape with a red fringe.
What was the setting in this episode?
This episode began aboard the Barati. It took place largely on the Finn, and then transitioned to a flashback that included the young Sanji's ship and shipmates. We had the galley of the ship that was attacked by the pirates, and the dining area, and the deck, the shipwreck itself, and then the island that Sanji and Zeph found themselves to be castaways on.
What was the combat in this episode?
Well, we began with Gein still holding a gun to Zeph's head. We had an attack by Pearl, his ultimate killing technique, Pearl Present, where he basically slammed two shields together like cymbals on Sanji's head. We had the flashback where we saw the pirates, the captained by Red Leg Zeph, attacking the other ship, and then we had the chaotic storm and the shipwreck that followed that, the chain that took Zeph's leg, and then finally, when we came back to the present, we saw Luffy, in frustration, unleash his Gomu Gomu no axe attack, lifting his leg 100 feet into the air and slamming it down.
Gomu
Gomu Gomu no.
Oh no.
Good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Well, just another exciting cliffhanger. Looking forward to seeing how that turns out. Certainly hope Pearl will finally be defeated and not return, because that guy creeps me out. Loved seeing the flashback to give us all the context about Sanji and Zeph and their relationship. That was cool.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 26. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!